Your wonderful church, the Cybersedana Church, is dedicated to bring forth to the next generation and the one that follows, the one after that, and on, the pure teachings of the Saivite religion in the Western world, throughout the world, to fulfill the purpose of disseminating the beliefs, the ancient scriptures of our religion, and in an effort to keep alive and make known to Saivites throughout the world their religion. And for this, we dedicate our time and our efforts in the first world, working hand in hand with the demonic beings of the second and the third world of this great first religion, Saivite Hinduism. You will love to hear these beliefs. I know you have read them, but listen closely. Believe along with me. I believe Lord Siva is God, whose absolute being Parasivam transcends time, form, and space. And now repeat with me. I believe Lord Siva is God, whose absolute being Parasivam transcends time, form, and space. I believe Lord Siva is God, whose immanent nature of love is the substratum or primal substance and pure consciousness flowing through all form. And now repeat with me. I believe Lord Siva is God, whose immanent nature of love is the substratum or primal substance and pure consciousness flowing through all form. I believe Lord Siva is God, whose immanent nature is the primal soul, Supreme Mahadeva, Siva Sakti, the creator, preserver and destroyer of all that exists. And now repeat along with me. I believe Lord Siva is God, whose immanent nature is the primal soul, Supreme Mahadeva, Siva Sakti, the creator, preserver and destroyer of all that exists. I believe that each individual soul is created by Lord Siva and is identical to him, and that this identity can be and will be fully realized by all souls when the triple bondage of Anava, Karma, and Maya is removed through his grace. And now, let's repeat this together. I believe that each individual soul is created by Lord Siva and is identical to him, and that this identity can be and will be fully realized by all souls when the triple bondage of Anava, Karma, and Maya is removed through his grace. I believe in the three worlds of existence. The first world, where souls take on physical bodies. The second world, where souls take on astral or mental bodies. And the third world, where soul bodies, Mahadevas, exist in their own self-effulgent form. Let's repeat this together. I believe in the three worlds of existence. The first world, where souls take on physical bodies. The second world, where souls take on astral or mental bodies. And the third world, where soul bodies, Mahadevas, exist in their own self-effulgent form. I believe in the Mahadeva, Lord Ganesha, son of Sivasakti, to whom I must first supplicate before beginning worship or any task. Let's say this along together. I believe in the Mahadeva, Lord Ganesha, son of Sivasakti, to whom I must first supplicate before beginning worship or any task. I believe in the Mahadeva, Lord Murga, son of Sivasakti, whose veil of grace dissolves the bondage of ignorance. Repeat along with me. I believe in the Mahadeva, Lord Murga, son of Sivasakti, whose veil of grace dissolves the bondage of ignorance. I believe that religion is the harmonious working together of the three worlds, and that this harmony can be created through temple worship, wherein the three worlds become open one to another, and the beings within them able to communicate. Let's say this together. I believe that religion is the harmonious working together of the three worlds, and that this harmony can be created through temple worship, wherein the three worlds become open one to another, and the beings within them able to communicate. I believe in the law of karma, that one must personally reap the effects of all actions he has caused, and that each soul will continually reincarnate until all karmas are resolved and moksha, liberation, is attained. Let's say this together. I believe in the law of karma, that one must personally reap the effects of all actions he has caused, and that each soul will continually reincarnate until all karmas are resolved and moksha, liberation, is attained. I believe that there is no intrinsic evil. And now together. I believe that there is no intrinsic evil. I believe that the performance of charya, virtuous and moral living, kriya, temple worship, and yoga, internalized worship, and union with Parasivam through the grace of a living Satguru are absolutely necessary to bring forth the state of jnana. And now, let's repeat this very slowly together. I believe that the performance of charya, virtuous and moral living, kriya, temple worship, and yoga, internalized worship, and union with Parasivam, through the grace of a living Satguru, are absolutely necessary to bring forth the state of jnana. I believe in the Pachancharam mantram, the five sacred syllables, na, ma, si, ba, ya, as the foremost and essential mantram of Saivism. Let's say this slowly together. I believe in the Pachacharam mantram, the five sacred syllables, na, ma, si, ba, ya, as the foremost and essential mantram of Saivism. Of course, there are many more beliefs in the Saivite religion, and these perhaps are only a few. We are fortunate that the Saivasiddhanta Church was dedicated in person by the great lords of our religion Lord Ganesha, Lord Muruga, and Lord Siva himself, all of whom appeared on the sacred island of Kauai. We are fortunate and grateful for a fine monastic order. We are fortunate and grateful for loving and devoted devotees, all members of the Sai Vasudanta Church. We hope to grow and unfold together in unity, be productive and creative together, and be of some lasting benefit as soldiers of the within in a world of chaos and confusion. And to this we dedicate our efforts, our wills, and our energy. Om Tat Sat.